Under President Trump's leadership, relations between the United States and China are better than they've been in many years. When we look across the region today, there is rightful alarm regarding China's historic military buildup and the expansion of its military activities in the region and beyond. We share a clear-eyed assessment of that security environment and a mutual understanding that a Pacific dominated by any hegemon would unravel the regional balance of power and undermine the equilibrium we all seek to preserve. Under President Trump's leadership, relations between the United States and China are better than they've been in many years. President Trump and this administration seek a stable peace, fair trade, and respectful relations with China. It's not a coincidence that this has happened. Strong, quiet, but clear is the right recipe for stability. Just 2 weeks ago, President Trump and President Xi engaged in direct discussions in Beijing that reinforced this very foundation. I bore witness to their hours of candid conversations. It was truly historic. They agreed that the United States and China should build a constructive relationship of strategic stability based on fairness and reciprocity, reaffirming that while our nations will vigorously protect our respective interests, we can secure practical, mutually beneficial agreements where our interests align. Now, all of that said, my job at the United States Department of War is to provide the military strength to support President Trump's visionary and realistic diplomacy. It's our essential responsibility at the department to ensure that the president is always negotiating from a position of unquestionable strength in order to sustain peace here in the Pacific and around the globe. To ensure our military might preserve stability, we will pair it with a clarity of intent, which is why we are meeting more frequently with our Chinese counterparts. By maintaining open lines of military-to-military communication, we can coordinate, deconflict, and reduce the risk of miscalculation. This dialogue is not a sign of capitulation in either direction, but a practical guardrail, ensuring the relationship our leaders seek at the top is preserved at every level. And while a decent peace is our goal, make no mistake, America is a Pacific nation, and we insist that China respect our longstanding position in the region, and not just insist, but maintain the manifest military strength to underwrite it.